Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, we connect you to the people, the places in the land of Israel, and of course, bring you updates on some of the current things happening there in that part of the world, and always a lot going on. On today's show, we are going to talk about some of the current things happening, but we're also going to give you an opportunity to understand how we can uncover the unseen spiritual forces against Israel and how we can expose the truth. And one guy that does that every single day, it seems like, I mean, through the Word of God and through what he does in his ministry, is Pastor Jim Scudder. He is the author and media host of In Grace, an incredible organization and a wonderful ministry. He serves as the senior pastor of the Quinton Road Baptist Church in Lake Zurich, Illinois. He's the author of several books, including Raindrops in the Desert and a beautiful book called Understanding God's Plan for the Future, so many other books as well. And we're going to talk about his latest book here in just a second. He is the host of In Grace. It's a TV show that's watched by over 150,000 people each week on TBN, In Grace Radio, heard on over 300 radio stations, including American Family Radio. Pastor Jim, it is good to connect with you again.
Hey, thank you, John. It's great to talk with you. And hey, I really appreciate what you and American Family Radio do for the Lord and especially for Israel.
Well, Pastor Jim, you obviously have an incredible heart for the Jewish people and for the land of Israel. You've had this heart for a long, long time. It goes back to your mom and dad, and who, of course, were the pastors there at the church before you. But we're going to talk about Israel. We're going to talk about this beautiful brand new book that you've got out called The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. That's the book that you guys just wrote. And I say you guys because not only you are the author of this book, but Phil Stringer wrote this book with you. And why don't we just right here at the top of the show kind of dive in a little bit and tell us about this brand new book that you wrote. You know, the title there, Spiritual Warfare, The Spiritual Warfare Against Israel. That's an amazing title, and you know why you chose that right there at the top.
I did get my passion for Israel from my parents. My dad started our church. He's our pastor. He passed away 5 years ago. But he went to Israel when he was a young pastor and just fell in love with it. He already had a prophetic viewpoint that Israel has a future, that God is not done, that when God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob unconditional, unilateral, and eternal promises, God keeps his promises. And so it's a combination of good doctrine and visiting Israel that made him love it. And my mom's still alive. She's actually in our church helping with our music and different things, but it is because of them that I have this passion. And it is a spiritual war. I have a historian co-author with me. He's a colleague. He's the vice president of Dayspring Bible College and Seminary, where I serve as president. But he really gives this book the historical background to anti-Semitism. This is nothing new, what we're experiencing today. I mean, today, there's tons of lies all over media, social media. People are talking about this. Why is this little sliver of land that this whole country could fit in the outline of Lake Michigan, which I'm not far from Lake Michigan in the Chicago area? Why would people be so concerned about this little sliver of land? Well, there's a reason, because God gave eternal promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when you look at Haman in the days of Esther, and you look at Hitler in World War II, you look at Hamas today, you have a common theme. There is a spiritual, wicked undercurrent that actually is described in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 12, you read about this great red dragon. And he's kicked out of heaven, which we understand that as Lucifer, as the devil. And he has a short amount of time. So he goes to war against this woman. He had tried to devour the male child as she's delivering this child and the woman. And he's coming against this woman again. Who is the woman? The woman is Israel. The child, the male child, is Jesus, Yeshua. And so he is, there's a spiritual war against Christians too, by the way, not just Israel. But these are two entities that God has selected and set apart. Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died and rose again, we are the church. We are born again, and he has selected to use us in amazing ways, and it's wonderful. But he's also chosen a people to bring us that Messiah, to bring us the Bible. And as Christians, we need to understand this is a spiritual war. So all of the things that are being said about Israel, I'm going to say 99% are 100% false, not even near the truth. Well, what is the devil? He's the author of lies. He is a liar. And so I believe most of what we're seeing against Israel today is propaganda, which means there's bad actors paying people or influencing people in some way to lie about Israel. And I think as Christians, we have to stand up, even if you don't believe there's a future for Israel. Let's put that aside for a second. Shouldn't we love and thank and support those that brought us the Messiah?
Yes, the answer is absolutely yes. One of the difficulties, Pastor Jim, is that when we look at this battle that's going on and we see all the news coming out of the Middle East, we think, well, this is just a physical war. But you're telling us this is not just a physical war. Yeah, we see some of the physical manifestations, but it goes a whole lot deeper than that.
I think we have to understand it that way. You know, we did a series, Ingrace did a series on the Holocaust, and this is really interesting, John. I had never personally met a Holocaust survivor. So, and I started hearing pastors and Baptists, I'm a Baptist, talking about like the Holocaust wasn't really 6 million Jews killed. It was less than that, you know, things like that. I'm like, what? So I said, you know what? I'm as a Baptist, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do a 4-part series. So I asked the Lord to help me find a survivor. I was in my doctor's office just, I think, the next day. And I see up on their bulletin board, there's a Holocaust survivor going to speak at the library. I'm like, well, that's amazing. So I looked at it and I noticed the date was passed. So I'd already missed this thing, but I still took the gentleman's email because it was listed there. And I email him and I said, hey, I'd love to tell your story. We have a great Holocaust museum in the Chicago area. And he agreed. And the museum agreed that we could go film it there. So we told his story. I ended up going to the concentration camp where he was a child and his mom and his dad died there, Theresienstadt. And then we went off to Auschwitz, and that's where they would have taken him and his mom if they hadn't been released because of the Red Cross and stuff. So he survived. But when you go and when you see it and when you tell that story, and as I researched to do the series, the Deepest Evils, what we're calling it, or what we called it, and it's on YouTube, on our InGrace Israel YouTube channel, No historian, as I read, and I read many, Jewish and non-Jewish, secular, no writer could really put their finger on why was Hitler so anti-Semitic. And I think that goes across all of these things. You know, when you have Islamic terror and they're focused on the Jews and on Israel and on us, by the way, there's no human explanation for this, John. So but then it also says, you know, let's look at the Bible. What does the Bible say? And we see that there is a spiritual component. When you read Daniel 9 and Daniel was praying, Lord, you know, give me some idea on when this captivity is going to end. And then somebody did come, but was delayed and said there was this battle going on, galactic battle. So there are spiritual realms. There are spiritual forces that are at work. And this, what I think we're seeing today, is exactly that. And we have to be on guard. We have to be, as Christians, reading Ephesians 6 and making sure we are armed for the spiritual battle.
We're talking to Pastor Jim Scudder, who is the pastor of a wonderful church, Quinton Road Baptist Church in Lake Zurich, Illinois, about this brand new book that you need to get, The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. And you can go to ingrace.us, ingrace.us to get the book. And I encourage you to do that because everybody needs to read this book. You guys, both you and Phil, have broken this book down into, you know, some different sections. But section one talks about a biblical view on modern Israel. You look at section two, it talks about anti-Semitism. And then the final one, the future of Israel. This is a book for everybody to understand about what's going on there in Israel, about the spiritual warfare that we're in, and why Israel matters.
Yeah, and so some people would say, well, I'm in mid-America, or I'm in the South, or we're small town America. What? How does this impact me? Well, I'll tell you, it does impact it because you have people that are working with you that are saying horrible things about the Jews and about Israel. So if you are informed and you can, with love, talk to them and say, you know, these things, what you're saying isn't true. And you say, well, I would never be so bold. Well, shouldn't we? I mean, if these are God's earthly people and God has selected them to bring forth the Messiah and bless us, shouldn't we stand with them? Shouldn't we support them? And we can each do that. Here in Illinois, the representatives and senators of Illinois were trying to pass a law that would prohibit Illinois pension money being invested with Israeli companies. It's this BDS movement. It's called Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel. Well, it's in all of our backyards. These things are happening all around us. So it does affect us. It is important. Israel does matter. And again, it speaks to the truth of the Bible. Why would anyone care about this little sliver of land? It's about the third the size of Illinois. It's a teeny little country. I've been there 30 times. It's an amazing country. It feels massive just because you can go up and see snow and go snow skiing on Mount Hermon in the north. You can go all the way down and do beautiful coral scuba diving in a lot in the south. You have the lowest spot on the planet in the Dead Sea. You have Jerusalem, this beautiful city up on the mountains that's always nice and cool and amazing. You have all of these almost microclimates, and you have a country that was desolate and swampy and barren until the Jews returned. And just like the Bible said, they would make the deserts bloom. And you know what? The deserts are blooming in Israel today.
You know, that is a big part of some of the things that you wrote in this book. You wrote about Israel's miraculous rebirth, about Israel's miraculous survival. Why is that miraculous, the rebirth and the survival of Israel?
People are saying, this is one of these lies that people are saying about Israel, that the modern nation of Israel, 1948, was just a Jewish conspiracy manipulating the West, and they got their way, and they just did it all on their own. This, God had nothing to do with the rebirth of Israel. So what I do and what my co-writer does, we pull out the real history, the real truth. These are the facts. There's no human way, humanly speaking, there's no way that Israel should exist today. You look all through the annals of history, no people has ever been dispersed and after 2,000 years regathered. And not only regathered, but brought back a language that wasn't spoken as a language anymore. It was only used religiously. No one spoke Hebrew. Yiddish people think is Hebrew. It's not. It's a derivative, but it's not Hebrew. How could that be? How could this people come back and still have the same God? It's miraculous. But what does the Bible say, John? It says every prophet except for Jonah says God will disperse his people because they were disobedient and in many ways still are, but he still loves them and he's going to bring them back. And there they are. So maybe before 1948, we could say, well, the church has replaced Israel. I don't think we should have, but many did. And only the bold theologian said, nope. God said, this is a promise forever for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there are some authors that you can find pre-48 that still believe that God was going to bring the people back. But not after 1948. How could anybody, any Bible teacher, any pastor, any theologian say that this isn't of God? Because it was predicted, humanly speaking, it should not have happened. Never in human history has this ever happened with any other people group. what a coincidence if it's a coincidence. No, it's not. It's God doing it. Not only reforming them, bringing them back, and they declare independence, but how did they survive? The next day, they were under attack from all sides, from well-equipped armies, and they had just survived the Holocaust. They couldn't even have weapons legally, according to the British mandate. But somehow, some way, they survive. Again, I think it's testimony to God's providence. In 1967, 1973, attacked again and again from all sides. Hamas in 2023, and there they are still today. They've had horrible things happen to them. There are people lying and saying horrible things about them today, but there they are. And John, I want to stand with them. I really believe this is a really important issue for the church. And I think most are dropping the ball on this, and it's allowing the devil to have his way and bring this persecution once again upon the Jewish people.
We've got to understand all these things, and you guys really do that in this book that's written by Jim Scudder and Phil Stringer. It's called The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. And I want to encourage you to get a copy of this, because there are so many lies and deceptions out there. This book is filled with the Word of God. You go through this book, and there is scripture after scripture after scripture that all brings everything into perspective, the truth of God's Word in this book about so many different things, about modern Israel, anti-Semitism, God's prophetic plan for the Jewish people and for Israel. So get this book so that you are fully informed when you talk to other friends and people about Israel and about what's going on with current events. You can understand all of this as you go through this book. Go to ingrace.us and you can get the book there, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. You know, one of the things that you talk about also in the book is biblical Zionism. And Pastor Jim, that word Zionism is definitely in the news a lot. We may not be completely aware of that, but you got people like Tucker Carlson, you got Candace Owens that are condemning, quote, biblical Zionism. And for those who are listening right now and they hear that phrase, biblical Zionism, what in the world does that mean?
Well, Tucker said if we're Zionists or biblical Zionists, we have some sort of a disease. So I'm so upset at him and at Candace and others today that are spewing this. It's more than anti-Semitism, you know, because Semites are not just the Jews. There's other Semites from the region, the Semitic region. This is anti-Jew. This is Jew hatred. And they'll say, no, I love, you know, I have friends that are Jews. But when they're saying these blanket statements about Israel and about the Jews that are not true, it really makes me upset, and I hope Christians are upset about it, and I hope we can push back as hard as we can on this. So Zionism is a really simple thing. It's this belief that the land of Zion, so Zion is a name that is used in the Bible that includes the land of Israel, but it's actually a spot in Jerusalem. So when you talk about Zion, you're talking about Jerusalem, but you're talking about the whole, you know, the whole land and the people. It's this belief that the Jews deserve to live in that land, that this is their ancestral homeland. They are the indigenous people. People say, what about the Palestinians? Did you know that when you said Palestinian before 1948, you're probably talking about the Jews? It's anyone that lived in the land that was called Palestine or Palestina. And that was a term of derision by the Romans. They're like, you know, we're not calling this Judea anymore. We're not calling this Israel because we're so fed up with the Jews. We're gonna name it after Israel's ancient enemy, the Philistines, which are an extinct people. The modern so-called Palestinians, the people we call Palestinians, are generally speaking Arabs. And they've never had a country. They never had a capital. Jerusalem was never the capital. Even in Islam, they say, you know, Jerusalem is so important to them. Jerusalem's not even named in the Quran. You know, it's this furthest mosque that there was this dream that Muhammad went to heaven from it. So So not even the Temple Mount and the controversy surrounding the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque isn't even rooted in fact. Nobody knows this, though. And so we say we believe Zionism is a biblical concept. In Genesis 15, God told Abraham to take these animals, cut them in half, and it seems like such a weird thing to us in these birds. And this was a common covenant ceremony. Like we're going to walk through these animal pieces and like we're promising to do this covenant. And if we break it, you can cut us in half is kind of the concept. And then God makes Abraham fall asleep. So who walks through these animals to covenant this promise to Abraham? It was God himself. So in other words, God is promising to himself that he will do these things. This is so unconditional, so unilateral, so eternal. And I want Christians to realize that that's biblical Zionism. We believe in that. And I have no hesitation to stand up for Israel and for Zion.
You cover that and so much more in this book, The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. Jim Scudder and Phil Stringer, the authors of that book. And I want to encourage everyone who's listening today, you need to get this book so that you can have a defense with what's going on in the world today. All of this deception that's happening regarding the Jewish people and Israel coming from the left-wing news media out there. Go to ingrace.us. You can get the book there, ingrace.us. And you can get the book, not just for yourself, but get it for other people as well. Buy it for your pastor. I mean, I think that's a great idea right there, Jim. Buy the book for your pastor, because I think, unfortunately, you know, there's some pastors that may not be, you know, fully informed of the actual truth of what's going on.
I agree. Pastors need to be informed. And I think sometimes it's ignorance, but that's still no excuse. So inform. Let's be informed. Let's find out what is truth. And we give facts, we give footnotes, and you can look up all these things that we're writing about here and some of the things that we've mentioned. Also, John, it is available on Amazon as well. People would rather just go to Amazon. And it's Kindle. The Kindle edition is there as well. So people that like to read the ebook, you can get it there. And then an Audible version is coming out soon.
Well, we didn't even talk about anti-Semitism, Jew hatred. We did it just a little bit. I wanted to wrap things up here by just giving you an opportunity to let everybody know, how do we fit into the plan that God has for the Jewish people, you know, the prophetic plan? How can we be a blessing, you know, to Israel?
Yeah, so I'm a dispensationalist, and I know we're getting kind of creamed right now, but I don't care. I believe it's the one view of the end times that does fit every category. So anyways, and I believe that Jesus is coming back. I believe he's coming back soon. I believe we don't have a lot of time, and the end times scenarios are just ramping up. We just had these massive earthquakes all over the world. You have this Iran deal, you have, you know, and that bothers me is because Ezekiel talks about Iran and other nations attacking Israel. And if we're soft on Iran, especially after all that we've done to mitigate their nuclear and their ballistic missile capabilities against Israel and us, we can't stop on these things. But it just seems like we are near the end. And so we need to be doing everything we can to share the gospel with all people. I want to share the gospel with my Jewish friends. Most of them don't know anything about Jesus, and I just want to tell them, first of all, I stand with you, support you no matter what, and here's why. Because you gave me my Messiah, my Savior. His name is Yeshua, Jesus, and he died for our sins and rose again. And I think that's what we have to be doing, John.
We need to do that, and we need to be speaking the truth about what's happening out there, because again, so much deception, so many things out there, and that's why you need to get a hold of this book. And I just want to encourage you to get this book, The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan, written by Jim Scudder and Phil Stringer. Now, Pastor Jim mentioned Amazon, but you can go directly to InGrace's website, which I think is a better way to do it, because you're going to support them directly right there, but ingrace.us, ingrace.us. Can you just wrap things up in just a couple of minutes, two and a half minutes here. How practically can we be a blessing to Israel? What are some very meaty, practical things that we can do?
So one thing I think we can do is be vocal about America supporting Israel. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's this, you know, Jewish conspiracy and they control the Congress and AIPAC and all this stuff. It's like, if they do, they're doing a terrible job. I don't believe any of that. I believe that we should be on the side of Israel and we should encourage our president, who has done incredible things for Israel. I mean, I can't even believe the thing he's done for Israel. But now with this memorandum of understanding with Iran and Yoav Vance, and I just really want to pray for the president, pray for the vice president, pray for the secretary of state as they're dealing with these things, and just pray that they would stay strong and stay the course to support Israel against Iran and to do the right thing for the Iranian people too. So that's one thing. Let's pray for the leaders, and let's talk about these things to those that we know. Also, how can we be a friend to our Jewish neighbor? Well, here's how we're doing it. When there's an anti-Semitic act, you're going to read about it or see it somewhere in the news, go to that location. And it's happening all over the country, by the way. We went to a cemetery, Jewish cemetery, that had sprayed swastikas on the Jewish cemeteries, on the Jewish headstones. And we just went there and we gave a dozen white roses to the family that had had this desecration, a symbol, a white rose is a symbol of standing up against the Holocaust. Things like that are happening all around us. So we can do things. We can go to our Jewish colleague and say, listen, I just want you to know I love you and I support you and we're standing with you. Like, that goes so far. There are tangible things that we need to be doing today to show our love and support for Israel and the Jewish people.
Well, you all do that in so many tremendous ways with In Grace, the radio, the broadcast, the videos, the YouTube, and now this amazing book that you guys have out, The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get this book. You're going to learn so much. It's so filled with scripture and truth, and you're going to be fully informed so that when someone comes up to you and says something about Israel and you just don't know how to respond, you're going to know how to respond because you're going to have the information that you need. So get this book. Go to ingrace.us, ingrace.us, and you can get the book there and also find out about all the amazing things that In Grace is doing to impact our country and the world. Pastor Jim, thank you. It is always good to reach you and to talk to you, and especially about Israel and about the Word of God.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate you, and this has been a fun time.
Thanks for listening to the Middle East Report. Take a few minutes out of your busy schedule and drop me an email. Let me know that you're listening. I would love that. MiddleEast@AFR.net. MiddleEast@AFR.net. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts or at AFR.net.